This is the Warrior Kid podcast, number 11, Ask Uncle Jake. And this podcast is based on the two Way of the Warrior Kid books. The first one called Wimpy to Warrior, The Navy SEAL Way. And the second one is called Mark's Mission. And both the books are about young Mark, who faces a lot of problems that kids have everywhere. But Mark gets some help solving those problems from his Uncle Jake, who was a Navy SEAL, and who stays with Mark in the summertime. And this podcast is for kids to learn some more lessons from Uncle Jake and also get the chance to ask Uncle Jake questions. So here we go. The first question is from Tessa, who's a six-year-old warrior kid, and she wants to know how Uncle Jake celebrates his birthday. Well, the way I like to celebrate my birthday is by doing everything I love in one day. I will wake up very early and do a super crazy hard birthday workout. And when I get done with that, I'll go surfing. And then I'll go train jiu-jitsu and train super hard against as many people that want to train against me. And then I'll come home, maybe do a little bit of reading, try and learn something, and then hang around with my family. Then maybe just before sunset, I'll go for a run. And then go out for a big dinner with my family and eat a giant steak and some salad. And when I get done with that, I'll have a mint chocolate chip milkshake, which is one of my favorites. So that's what I like to do for my birthday. I think it's a good birthday. Next question is from Colby, who's 9 years old, who wants to know if Uncle Jake was tall when he was a kid. Uncle Jake was not tall when he was a kid. In fact, when Uncle Jake was a kid, he was pretty short and pretty skinny too. But as Uncle Jake grew up and started working out, that's when Uncle Jake started to get a little bit bigger and stronger. But even when Uncle Jake grew up, he didn't get super tall. Uncle Jake is about average height, and Uncle Jake is about average weight. But what makes Uncle Jake, or any person, what makes Uncle Jake cool isn't how short or how tall he is, it's how he acts. That's what's cool about Uncle Jake. Uncle Jake works hard. Uncle Jake is very disciplined. That's what makes Uncle Jake cool, not being tall or not being short. And what's interesting, if you don't know this, Navy SEALs come in all different shapes and sizes as well. There's some guys that are big, giant, strong, muscular guys. And there's also guys that are pretty short. And they're pretty lean. Everyone's different. And it's the same thing in the SEAL teams. How big a person is or how small a person is doesn't make them better or worse. It's how they act as a person. It's how they carry themselves. It's how disciplined they are. It's how hard they work. It's how much they learn. That's what's important. So, no matter how tall or how short you are, don't worry about that. What you need to focus on is being a good person and a good warrior kid. The next question is from a warrior kid named Cameron, who is 8 years old. And he says, I was at jiu-jitsu class, and another 8-year-old boy was bragging that he gets out of bed to watch videos all night. After class, I let his dad know that his son was doing this because I felt it wasn't good for him. His dad didn't care. How should I handle this? Okay. Here's the situation. I would say, first of all, instead of going and talking to the dad, I would talk to the son first, and I wouldn't get mad or get frustrated, and I don't think you want to be mean about it. In fact, you shouldn't be mean about it at all. What you're going to have to do here is you're going to have to be a leader. You're going to have to lead him away from something that's bad and lead him towards something that's good. And this is actually pretty similar to something that happens in the second Warrior Kid book. And we're going to go back to the book here and talk about, if you remember in the second Warrior Kid book, there's a kid named Nathan James. And Nathan James also does a lot of stuff that maybe isn't that great. For in his case, he's picking on kids. And Mark realizes that he needs to try and help him. And here we go. Here's Uncle Jake talking to Mark. And it starts with Mark saying, "But how can I help him? I can't change his life." You don't have to change his life, but maybe you can point him in the right direction. Uncle Jake got quiet for a minute as we finally turned down the street to our house. "Remember what you were like before you got on the warrior path, before you became a warrior kid?" "Yeah, I was a wimp." "Okay, well, guess what? The warrior path doesn't only help wimpy kids. It can help any kid, even kids like Nathan. He could use discipline and focus in his life. It would only make his life and him better, which would also make him nicer." Uncle Jake was right again, but there was one big problem. "That all sounds great, Uncle Jake, but here's the big question. How? How am I supposed to do this? I can't make him change. I can't force him to be a different person." "You're right, Mark. You can't. You can't force people to change. You can't force people to be different. That doesn't work." "So what am I supposed to do?" I asked Uncle Jake. "There is only one way," Uncle Jake said. "You have to lead." And that's a very similar situation that you're in, Cameron. And what you need to do is you need to lead. And the best way to lead with someone is to build a relationship with him. And what that means is basically you need to become friends with him, like Mark does in the book. Mark becomes friends with Nathan James. How do you do that? Try being nice to him. People aren't going to listen to other kids. Kids aren't going to listen to other kids that they're not friends with or that they don't like. But if you make friends with this kid in your jiu-jitsu class, then you can start to influence him. And to influence someone means that they're going to listen to you, and maybe you're going to try and do what you suggest that they do. So that's what you do. You try and become friends with him. Be nice to him. And then once you're friends with him, you can ask him some good questions. You can ask him, "Hey, why do you even like playing video games all night? Don't you get tired the next day? If you stay up all night playing video games, don't you have to sleep late the next day and you miss out on doing something fun? And also, doesn't it kind of make you feel unhealthy to sit and play video games all night?" You could ask him those kind of questions and make him think about what he's doing. And then maybe when he tells you what he does and the way he gets through and what he has fun doing, you could tell him what you do and how you have fun. You could tell him that you got up cool, you got up early and you did a cool workout. Or you could tell him that you built a cool fort in the woods and he should come check it out. Or you could talk about how amazing the sunrise was in the morning because you were up early. And those are the kind of things that once he's your friend, then maybe he can try some of the stuff that you like. Maybe you can invite him over and show him how fun it is to do other things besides playing video games. So that's how I would handle the situation, Cameron. I would try and become his friend and then show him the warrior kid path. And the next question is from Grace. And she asks, "What's your favorite thing about jiu-jitsu, and how can jiu-jitsu prepare me for the future?" Well, for me, jiu-jitsu is fun because it takes both your mind and your body to win and to be good at it. You have to be smart and you have to be creative and you have to learn to think very fast. And it also helps physically to be strong and to be flexible and to be in good shape. So that's one thing I like about it, is it takes every part of your body and mind to get good and to win. I like the way all the moves are connected together, and one move leads to the next move, which leads to the next one, which leads to the next one. To me, it's very neat the way the moves all fit together. So that's what I like about jiu-jitsu. Now, how does it help you prepare for the future? The primary thing is it helps you prepare for the future because you learn how to defend yourself. And that's very important. And because you know how to defend yourself and because you know you can handle yourself, it makes you more confident. And that's a very good characteristic to have, is to be confident and believe in yourself. It also helps develop your discipline, because it's hard to train every single day. That's hard for anyone. But if you have the discipline from jiu-jitsu, you get used to it. Of course, it prepares you for your future because it's good exercise and it makes you stronger and it makes you more flexible. And if you compete in jiu-jitsu competitions, that helps you to learn to deal with a lot of pressure, and there'll be people on the sidelines screaming, and you've got to get used to that. And it's good in life to be able to handle pressure situations. So those are the ways that jiu-jitsu can help you prepare for life. And one last thing that I forgot to say is that jiu-jitsu is fun. It's very fun. So that's another bonus that comes with jiu-jitsu. And the next question comes from a 9-year-old warrior kid whose name happens to be Echo. And right now he can do 4 pull-ups and he's working on 5 pull-ups, but he wants to know how much weight he should be able to lift. Okay, first of all, I would say good evening, Echo. And at age 9, I wouldn't worry too much about what weights you can lift. I wouldn't worry about it at all right now. Instead, at 9 years old, focus on being able to do work, to be able to work with your body weight by doing pull-ups and push-ups and sit-ups and squats. I would see how fast you can run 40 yards, how fast you can run 100 yards, and then go and get good at a bunch of different sports like baseball and football and jiu-jitsu and wrestling. When you practice a lot of different sports, it helps you with your coordination and your agility. And what that means is it means that you can move quicker and with greater skill and with more accuracy. I would wait, if I were you, for a little while before you start lifting weights, maybe until you're 12 or 13. And then you can start figuring out how much weight you should lift. And you should make sure you have someone that knows about weightlifting, some kind of coach that can teach you how to weightlift properly. But for now, trust me, you can get incredibly strong with just the basic body weight exercises like pull-ups, push-ups, dips, squats, burpees, planks, all that kind of stuff. Just train hard. You might not know this, but in SEAL training, there's no weightlifting. There's no weightlifting. You do carry some boats around on your head and you do carry some logs around, but 95% of the training that you do is those exercises that I just talked about. Pull-ups, push-ups, dips, squats, burpees, just those kind of things. That's mostly what you do. And trust me, going through SEAL training, you get very, very strong. So good luck, Echo. And the last question of the day is from Colby, who's also 9 years old. And Colby asks, what is Uncle Jake's favorite healthy treat? Well, my favorite healthy treat is probably beef jerky. And it comes in a lot of different flavors. And it tastes good. And it's good for you. It has some protein in there that definitely makes you strong. So my favorite treat is beef jerky. But there's some other things that I like too that are also very healthy. Nuts, all kinds of different nuts. My favorites are probably almonds, walnuts, and pistachios. Another good thing to eat as a treat are berries. And my favorite berries are blueberries and blackberries. I would say that those are some of my favorite snacks: beef jerky, nuts, and berries. And I know that there are some junk foods around that you probably think taste better, like candy and potato chips and donuts and all those kinds of bad foods. And I would say, before you eat those bad foods, think about how those foods make you weak. Don't eat the foods that make you weak. Eat the foods that make you strong. Even for your snack foods. Even for your treat foods. All right. And that is all we have for this Warrior Kid podcast. If you want to get one of the Warrior Kid books, you can get them at warriorkid.com. And if you want a Warrior Kid t-shirt or rash guard for jiu-jitsu, You can get them from jockostore.com. And if you are doing jiu-jitsu and you want a Warrior Kid jiu-jitsu gi, you can get one of those at originmaine.com. And that's it. Thanks for listening. Thanks for reading the books. Now go out there, train hard, study hard, work hard, get after it, and be a Warrior Kid.